Hello and welcome to this Take a Walk meditation with me, Caitlin. Today we're going to be focusing on parts of ourselves that we want to bring back online. And when I say back online, it's something that maybe we've had before, we've been before, we've prioritized a lot before that we want to bring back. We want to really bring this part back. We want to breathe life into it again. We want to dance within this again. We want to dance with it again. And that's going to be what we're focusing on this walk. As always, there's not any work to be done. We're just walking. And as I speak, images will come to your head, ideas will come to your head, and we're just walking with those and playing with those. There's no healing work to be done. There's no deep shifts. There's no responsibility on you to kind of go so deep into yourself and get exhausted by what comes out. This is the joy of walking meditations. It's just walking. And as the body heats up and the body starts moving, we start to be freer. Subconsciously, we start to be freer in our bodies. The blood is moving around our body, and then we can have a conversation with ourselves that maybe we can't often have when we're stagnant, sitting still inside. And that is why I love walking, and this is why I love even more walking meditations. So let's get started. First, start to just notice the feel of your feet hitting the ground. Don't change anything about it. Don't now think because I've said something you have to shift anything. You don't. Just feel that thud against the solid ground. Feel your legs start to power up as they start to move. Feel that hot fire starting to, you're not exhausting yourself, you're not exerting yourself, but you're feeling your body click into gear as it starts to move. Feel those thighs and that really satisfying, gentle burning that starts when you start moving your legs. Maybe you want to stretch out your hands in front of you, stretch out your fingers, spread them apart as wide as you can for a second, bunch them up into fists, now shake them out and let them drop to your side again. Maybe you want to roll your head slowly as you walk, one direction, now back in the other direction. Notice again your feet hitting the pavement as you walk. Maybe you just want to shrug your shoulders, bunch up your shoulders really tight against your ears and let them drop. Bunch them up really tight against your ears and let them drop again. Maybe you want to just let out a little, one of those hoarse breaths, which is just like, you're really dropping into your body now. Keep walking. Look around you. What do you see? Are you outside? Are you inside? Where is the light falling? Where is there less light? Shadows being casted? Anywhere? Is there dappled light? Is there full light? How's it making you feel? What do you hear? Are there birds? Are there other people chatting? Are you alone? Can you hear some dogs chatting. What do you hear around you? Honestly, how good is it to just be alive and just be walking? It's such a treat. Such an underutilized but amazing tool that we have available to us at any time. It's to get the body moving, no pressure to perform, and just let our thoughts out into the open air, and then imagine. Walking just lets our imagination open wide. It lets ourselves have conversations that maybe we can't have when we have a roof over our heads, or when we're busy or task oriented or being needed or having the just walking. I feel like it activates this primal deepness in your body, and it allows these conversations to happen, even some that we're not even aware that are happening between our psyche and our body and our mind and our heart. For me, it's like an engine that just switches on, and then it all gets to converse together. A sentence that I have been sitting with myself recently has been, what parts of myself am I wanting to come back online? Not wanting to come back online. And by online, I don't mean on the computer, I don't mean on the internet, I mean parts of myself that maybe I haven't given so much priority to, that I have let get a little bit dormant, that I've let atrophy, that I've kind of let have a season of, or maybe years of being quiet. And this isn't a shame thing or a guilt thing. I mean, life moves in cycles. We prioritize different things at different times. But what part of myself is really wanting to come back online right now? I've had a few of these experiences recently where I feel like in the last year, a big part of myself that was wanting to come back online was my 13-year-old self. And I don't mean literally I want to regress into being a 13-year-old, but of course, who wouldn't love to not have bills and to have that amount of freedom we didn't even realize we had? Not actual freedom, because you can't do anything when you're 13, but at least the mental freedom to not have so many tabs open in one's brain, so many maybe people relying on us. But when I say 13-year-old me, I mean the me that was so imaginative, that was very into reading stories, was very into like magical things, was very into writing, was very into being a little bit weird. And I have felt her in the last year, like really wanting to come back and really wanting to move through me and really wanting to have a place at the table again. And I have brought that back through writing little poems. I've brought that back through starting to ride my bike again. I've brought that back through not always having to say the thing that the most people will get or understand, or allowing myself to be a little weird, to say weird things, to kind of have a taste that might not be everyone else's taste, to be a little hyper in the kitchen, to be a little strange. And another, now a big part that I see coming through me this year, is I want the poet to come through. I have not sat and written poetry for a while, and I miss it. I miss not Instagram poetry. I miss sitting down with a pen and paper, feeling an emotion arise with me, feeling that point of it almost exploding, and then sitting down to write it down. So I feel like this year I'm really calling forward the poet again, the writer again. And when I say to you, what part of you is wanting to be pulled forward again? I am not saying it has to be your inner 13-year-old, though it could be. Sometimes they have a lot of clues, because that little girl liked all these things and had these passions, and maybe they were shamed out of her. Maybe she was told they were too immature. Maybe she wanted to be someone else and left them behind. There can be clues there, but it doesn't have to be. I want you to just keep walking. And as you feel your feet hit the ground, as you feel the life moving around your body, as you feel your heart beat, and as you feel that open feeling that comes with walking, the one that opens up the possibility, the one that opens up the link between your psyche, your body, your heart, your desires, can you feel any sort of movement or any sort of light or any sort of color or any sort of message that maybe has for a while been hidden in a corner, or maybe it's gone a bit stiff, or maybe you've pushed to the back in your body? Can you feel something that you once loved to do, something you once loved to be, an aspect of your personality, maybe your silliness, maybe your lightheartedness, maybe your humor, maybe your seriousness, maybe your creativity, maybe your capacity to love, maybe your whimsy, just doing silly, crafty things for the point of it, something that's there that has maybe come a bit stagnant, but is asking to maybe come forward? Where in your body do you feel it? Or is it spread out? Is it curled up somewhere particular? Or is it like a light sheen over your body? What is it? Can you, as you walk, start to feel it rise to the surface? Can you feel it curl around your left hand and weave through your fingers? Move your hand as it starts to wiggle its way up. As it comes up your arm, and this golden feeling fills you, this like recognition, this excitement, this pulse, this life force, and comes and it whispers in your ear like, this is what I am. What is it? What is a part of you that this year you want to reprioritize? You want to bring to the light again. You want to show the world. You want to love on. You want to celebrate. It might not be something you have been or something you have done before. It might be something new that's been waiting there in the bones all along, but now maybe it's the right time. Anything. It can be a creative outlet. It can be a way of being. It can be a way of relating. It can be something you want to make, but it can be something you want to embody. It can be something you want to seek. It can be an answer that you want. Like, what is calling for you? What wants to come out? We're going to walk in silence for a few minutes while you don't grab the thing on your shoulder and demand answers from it, but listen, feel around in your body for what's just been awoken here. You don't have to give language to it. Maybe right now you're just like, it feels like this, but I'm not exactly sure what to call it. I'm not exactly sure what to name it. And do not already start thinking of, oh, how am I going to do this? Don't think about the how, just think of what is coming through and what is talking to you. I'm going to leave you for a few minutes. Well, I'm not going to leave you, I'm right here, but I'm going to quiet down for a few minutes and let you just walk with this sensation of what has come up and what is trying to get come through. And without getting too intellectual about it, just maybe feel the excitement of it coming nearer. And as you walk for the next few minutes, as we walk in silence, just maybe like feel these feelings move around. See what's kind of wanting to unfold. Hi, how did you go? How's the thing moving now, a few minutes in, now that you've kind of brought it forward and you're putting your attention on it and giving it your curiosity? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Is it a little bit shy? Is it hiding over your shoulder, or is it coming closer to your line of vision? What is it? What color is it? What does it remind you of? What about it makes you feel lit up? Not excited, but lit up, like you're talking to a really true part of yourself, something that needs to be brought forward again or needs to meet the world for the first time. What is it? Let yourself play with this idea. So often we flatten our lives into the tasks and into what needs to be done. And creativity, only if it is successful or only if it serves a certain purpose. But we're not playing by that game this year. This year is for really flexing and branching out and experiencing the full spectrum of what it means to be a human and a creative and a person and a loving, hot-blooded person on this planet. It's not just what can we achieve, what can we quickly achieve and create and flatten. It is what can we dance with, what inspirations can we dance with, and what can we pull forth? Because I think we're just bombarded by, on social media, or versions of everyone else's visions or their life or their message to the world. But I think this year is the year for really diving into what do we have? What do we want to dance with? What do we want to create? How do we want things to look and feel and be? What's our own perception of the world that we want to bring into the world that isn't just guided by what everyone else is doing? What's our special piece that we want to sit with, expand on, explore, get curious with, and just feel that aliveness that comes with that? What is it? Maybe you want to journal about this. Maybe you want to spend a few more minutes after this walk thinking about it, but let this be the first seed that was planted. It might not even make sense right now. It might even be a whisper of an idea, but I'm sure something sparked, and if it did, that's really exciting. And what's more, you don't have to race with it. You don't have to rush with it. You don't have to make it make something for you. Just let that first seed of inspiration sit there. And whatever you want to do with it next, at whatever pace you want to go, however you want it to be made manifest, that is completely up to you. Thank you for walking with me today. I loved it. I'm going to leave you now. Feel free to keep walking, keep dreaming, feel free to journal whatever came up. I am so excited for you, and I'll see you next time.